17 minutes away from 8 o'clock. It's a small world on the mighty 690 KGGF. I'm Bill Small. Got us a heat advisory going into effect at noon today on account of the fact that it's going to be about six different kinds of hot today. National Weather Service says 105. Weather Channel says 108. Channel 6 says 107. Take your pick. And then tonight, a very, very slight chance of showers, down to 76. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, 100. Thursday, you're looking for a high in the low 90s. Friday and Saturday, highs in the low 80s. Dig it. And a chance of rain in the forecast as well. It'll be a bit of a break before Monday and Tuesday arrive, and then we get back into the triple-digit range. No telling how long that will last. Wilson Medical Center, question of the day. It is National Aunts and Uncles Day. How many nieces and nephews do you have? Go to our Facebook page. Count them up first. Don't want to leave anybody out. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/KGGFKUSNKQQF, and share the glad tidings about your large family with the rest of us. Waiting on Mark Hall, Coffeyville City Manager. He'll be breezing in here shortly to tell us about what's happening at the Coffeyville City Commission meeting later tonight. You heard tell about the water main flushings that are going to be going on here in Coffeyville. I don't think this will be a problem like what they're having in Johnston, Iowa right now. This is just disturbing. Maintenance being performed on the municipality's sanitary sewers is causing water to come shooting out of the toilets. That's not pleasant, especially if you happen to be sitting down at the time. Locals in Johnston say their toilets have been overflowing in recent days as a result of the work being done on the city sewers. One resident said, "If I didn't have the toilet seat down, it probably would have shot out. It was that much pressure and there was a humming noise." One does not like to hear humming noises coming from one's toilet. The city suggests on its website that residents keep their toilet lids closed when not in use. Here's what it says. "Have you experienced water splashing out of your toilets recently? The splashing water is caused by the water cleaning system used during sanitary sewer maintenance. The water cleaning system creates increased air pressure within the sewer piping, causing water to sputter out of toilets." Now they say they'll get that fixed in the next couple of weeks. In the meantime, don't be surprised if an invigorating splash wakes you up for the rest of the day, especially if you're in there in the middle of the night. We could start a whole new controversy, I suppose, at some point when we have time. You know, us men folk, it's our responsibility to make sure the lid goes back down when we're done. Because heaven forfend, a woman should ever have to touch a toilet seat. Am I right? No, our job to lift the seat when we want to and put it back down when we want to. And that way, you know, you're not being called out of your warm bed in the middle of the night because your wife has just plunged into the commode because you've, like a ninny, forgot to put the seat back down. It is 12 minutes away from 8 o'clock. And if you followed the Terminator movies, you might see this as the beginning of what's happening that was so frighteningly portrayed in the Terminator movies. It's the small things that start and then it progresses and gets bigger and bigger. And the next thing you know, the robots are in control. In Moscow, naturally this would happen in Russia, a chess-playing robot grabbed the finger of its seven-year-old opponent. Seven-year-old kid is playing against a chess-playing robot, and the robot grabs the kid's finger and breaks it. Busts it. The robot Let me do this in the proper accent. The robot broke the kid's finger, Sergei Lazarev, president of the Moscow Chess Federation, told the Russian TASS agency. And there's the understatement of the year. Of course, this is bad. It's hard to find anything good to say about it. The robots are starting to take over. Mark Hall's here. Belly up to the bar, sir, and we'll talk about what's happening at tonight's meeting of the Coffeyville City Commission. First of all, how are you doing today, sir?
Fine, and trying to stay out of the heat.
Yeah, good. I want to compliment the Coffeyville City Utilities, because I got my bill for the month of June, and I expect that the bill for July is going to be higher, but I was actually amazed at how little I was asked to pay.
Well, that is a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, I want to say something good. I'm sure you hear complaints all the time. I just want to say, when my wife told me that the bill had arrived, I was expecting to have to mortgage a cat. But nope, still got all three of them.
That's good.
Yeah,
that
so
is
we're
good.
Very pleased to see. And I'm expecting a huge bill in July, and I won't hold that against you guys because it's just been beastly hot.
I think it's across the entire nation, and of course, we're always watching power. We're in the SPP power pool,
right?
And they dictate when you're in the pool the generation of energy,
right?
And the thing is we are always watching to see what our commitment is to keep from brownouts, rolling brownouts.
You've been doing a fine job. I haven't even seen a flicker yet.
Keep our fingers crossed.
Knocking on wood there, because I know when that happens, it'll be when it's 112.
Yes, it's. But it is a drain on energy, and I think everybody I know in the electric industry are watching this very, very close every day.
And of course, we had one of your folks on here last week talking about tips that we can all use to avoid placing stress on the system at peak demand times.
Yes.
Not running your clothes dryer, for instance, in the heat of the afternoon.
Yes.
Do that at nighttime. If you can get away with an air conditioner and a fan, then fine. But it's just beastly, beastly hot.
It is true.
But we have a break coming.
Yes.
This weekend's looking pretty good.
And we're crossing our fingers.
And our eyes and our toes.
Yes.
So what do you got for us at the commission meeting tonight?
Well, tonight is kind of a short agenda, but of course we have the consent agenda, and that's where the city pays its bills. It is one of those that the minutes are contained in the consent agenda from the last meeting, and appropriations, and Commissioner York usually goes over those simply because $5,907,000 sounds like a lot of money. And what that is that's that energy payment that goes back and forth. It is one of those, that's not what we receive, or that's not, I mean, solely receive, and then without a cost. And so it is a large total, and it's a transfer back and forth from the pool. And then, of course, comments from citizens. We welcome all comments.
Because how else are you going to learn?
That is. We know there's good and bad.
I just offered you my comment at the beginning of our conversation.
That is true.
See, be positive if you can.
Yes. Yeah. But it is one of those. The commission understands it is an open meeting. It's one of those, the comments that come from citizens, we do learn. And it is one of those, sometimes we can help and sometimes we can't.
Right.
But
at least you know.
It is always good to learn.
Right.
We're only going to get better. And we have a public a public hearing. And that's for the audit report of 2021. The auditor presents to the city and says, this is our review of the 2021 financials, and that is given to the commission for their approval.
Any surprises in there?
No, it's been, the city has been, you know, gradually getting stronger. We have a lot of things that have happened to Coffeyville that have to overcome. You know, since the flood, there's been now 875 homes that have been removed. And, you know, we remove blight, but it is one of those that, you know, these things are turning around and the city is getting in a better position.
Okay, well, that's always good news.
You bet. And old business, these two are kind of go together. It's the standard traffic ordinance and the uniform public offense code. And these are furnished by the league. And what they do is they outline traffic laws.
By the League of Municipalities.
Municipalities. And it does, it's consistent across the state. Cities approve this, adopt it, and they do. The city attorney does review those before adoption by the city commission. But they set out turn signals, these things, uses of the city vehicles, and things that are offensive, you know, in the ordinance.
Right.
So those are for their second reading. And then the new business, we have a resolution for 8 sets of wildland fighting firefighting gear.
Such as?
That is, what that is in this area, it'd be grass fires. Mm-hmm. It's lighter equipment, and I want to thank the fire department. They did get a 50-50 match of a grant.
Mm-hmm.
And so anytime we get a grant, lowers the cost to taxpayers.
Yeah,
so,
we wouldn't say no to that.
No. And then for city commission approval, this is a memorandum of understanding and a non-disclosure agreement between ATT and the city of Coffeyville. And what this is an agreement to put cable fiber,
mm-hmm, right,
up on our poles,
right,
our electric poles.
Okay.
So that is for commission, city commission consideration. And then, of course, the city manager's report and comments from staff and commissioners. And that kind of sums up our meeting.
Excellent. And it all kicks off at 6:30 tonight at City Hall.
6:30 tonight at City Hall. If you're needing assistance, if you'll go to the east side of the building, there's a walkway down to customer service entrance. If you go through that door and then turn to your left, there's an elevator. And if you'll take it to the second floor, that's where the commission meeting is.
Excellent. Mark Hall, okay. Coffeyville City Manager, thank you for spending some time with us and getting us up to date and everything that's happening at the commission meeting tonight.
Thank you, and thank you for being here.
And we'll see you in a couple of weeks here on the Mighty 690 KGJF. Yeah, Kevin Potter's in here asking me how the cats are doing. This morning, as I'm getting ready to come to work, the new one, the kitten, Morgana, jumps on the back of the recliner right behind my head, and she's taking a little snooze until all of a sudden she realizes that my head was right in front of her. And so, attack. Claws, paws, wrapped around my head. And all you can do is just grab her by the little scruff of the neck and set her down on the floor and say, that'll be enough of that. So how you doing?
Good.
Nice to see you, which yep. brings you up here today. I mean, you own the radio station, obviously. So
yeah, but
dropping
we got a
little
progress going behind here.
Oh, cool.
We're putting a new tower up.
I'm happy to hear that, yeah.
Back behind.
Uh-huh.
It's going to help us do a few things.
A little more coverage of the area?
We're going to have a little FM for the Mighty 690.
Oh, okay, an FM translator.
Yeah.
I love it.
Do that, and we also will be able to stop a hop
right
to 104.1.
Excellent. Yeah, we'll stop that altogether. All right, well, thanks for popping in. It's always nice to see you.
Yeah.
And I'm a little bit more than 3 months here, and I'm loving it. So, so far, so good.
We like having
it. It is 81 degrees. It is 8 o'clock here at the Mighty 690 KGGF.